Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Passionate Marriage. Keeping love and intimacy alive in committed relationships is a non-fiction relationship and sex therapy book by David Schnarch, PA. It is a foundational work in the field of couples therapy because it argues that long-term passion does not disappear simply from time passing. Rather, it depends on how partners handle individuality, anxiety, conflict, and emotional maturity. Schnarch combines clinical insight with a strong theoretical framework drawn from differentiation of self, a concept associated with Murray Bowen, to explain why many committed relationships become stagnant and how they can become more vital instead. The book is not a collection of tips for improving technique in bed. Instead, it treats sexual desire, intimacy, and marital stability as deeply connected aspects of adult development. Its purpose is to show that enduring erotic connection requires both closeness and self-definition, and that personal growth is often the real basis of lasting intimacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, differentiation of self as the foundation of erotic and emotional closeness. The central idea of the book is differentiation, meaning the ability to stay emotionally connected to a partner without losing one's own identity, judgment, or self-respect. Schnarch argues that many relationship problems come from emotional fusion, where partners become overly reactive to each other, or from cutoff, where they distance themselves to avoid tension. In his view, neither pattern supports desire. Fusion can create dependency and pressure, while cutoff reduces the vulnerability that intimacy needs. Differentiation matters because it allows each person to remain steady under stress, tolerate disagreement, and stay engaged without collapsing into approval-seeking or defensiveness. This framework is important because it shifts relationship work away from controlling the partner and toward regulating the self. Schnarch presents individuality not as a threat to commitment but as the condition that makes commitment sustainable. The book, therefore, treats self-definition as a relational strength, especially when couples face differences in sexual pace, emotional expression, or expectations about closeness. Secondly, sexual desire is treated as a product of growth, not a guarantee of marriage. A major argument in the book is that desire cannot be assumed simply because two people love each other or share a long-term commitment. Schnarch rejects the idea that sex becomes satisfying through routine or through technical fixes alone. Instead, he links desire to emotional maturity, autonomy, and the willingness to face discomfort. When partners depend on each other for validation, sex often becomes pressured and self-conscious, which weakens arousal. The book explains that sexual problems frequently signal broader developmental stalls rather than a lack of attraction. This is a significant shift in thinking because it reframes low desire and sexual difficulty as meaningful information about the relationship rather than proof of incompatibility. Schnarch also argues that mature passion is often deeper than youthful infatuation because it is rooted in real choice, not novelty alone. That makes long-term desire possible, but only if both partners are willing to confront their anxieties, disappointments, and expectations honestly. In this sense, sexuality is not separated from personal development. It is one of the places where development becomes visible. Thirdly, the crucible approach uses relationship tension as a vehicle for change. Schnarch's therapeutic approach is often described as a crucible model because it treats committed relationships as a place where people are refined under pressure. Rather than seeing conflict as something to eliminate quickly, he views it as an opportunity to reveal hidden fears, overreactions, and dependency patterns. This does not mean encouraging cruelty or endless fighting. It means recognizing that growth usually requires a partner to face emotional discomfort instead of escaping it through blame, avoidance, or appeasement. In the book, sexual encounters and difficult conversations become moments where the couple can practice honesty and self-confrontation. This is one reason the work stands apart from more technique-centered relationship books. Schnarch believes change happens when people stop asking how to fix the other person and start asking what their own reactions are protecting. The crucible approach is demanding because it asks readers to accept that intimacy often intensifies anxiety before it improves connection. Yet that tension is precisely what makes the approach clinically distinctive. It links relational friction with the possibility of deeper attachment and stronger selfhood. Fourthly, the book integrates marital therapy and sex therapy, instead of treating them separately. One of the book's most original contributions is its refusal to separate sexual issues from broader relationship dynamics. When Schnarch argues that sexual problems often reflect how partners negotiate power, resentment, vulnerability, and emotional distance in everyday life. In other words, a couple's sex life is not an isolated subsystem that can be repaired with performance advice alone. If partners are withdrawn, overly controlling, resentful, or anxious in the relationship as a whole, those patterns will typically appear in bed as well. This integrated perspective matters because it explains why purely medical or behavioral solutions often produce only partial results. A medication or device may address function, but it may not change the emotional meaning of sex between two people. Likewise, communication advice may help the relationship, but not resolve the tension around desire and arousal. By bringing marital and sexual therapy together, Schnarch offers a more comprehensive model of intimacy. He shows that sexual fulfillment depends on how partners see themselves, how they respond to each other, and whether they can remain emotionally present without demanding constant reassurance. Lastly, emotional honesty and self-validation are presented as practical disciplines. Beyond theory, the book emphasizes concrete psychological habits that support intimacy, especially self-validation, emotional honesty, and reduced over-reliance on a partner for reassurance. Self-validation means being able to know and hold one's own perspective even when the partner disagrees or becomes disappointed. Schnarch sees this as essential because sexual and emotional closeness become unstable when each person tries to borrow self-worth from the other. The result is anxiety, pressure, and covert bargaining. Emotional honesty is also central. Couples are encouraged to confront what they actually feel and want instead of protecting the relationship through superficial harmony. This can be uncomfortable, but the book argues that false safety undermines erotic connection. The practical implication is that intimacy requires more than affection or compatibility. It requires the capacity to stay calm, tolerate difference, and show up truthfully in situations that expose insecurity. That makes the book useful not only as a theory of sex in marriage, but also as a guide to adult relational functioning. Its practical value lies in turning psychological maturity into a relationship skill rather than a vague ideal. In conclusion, Passionate Marriage is best suited for readers who want a serious, psychologically grounded understanding of long-term intimacy rather than a collection of quick relationship techniques. It will be especially valuable to couples, therapists, sex educators, and readers interested in adult development, emotional regulation, and the connection between individuality and commitment. The book offers intellectual benefit by giving a coherent framework for understanding why desire changes over time and why many sexual problems are inseparable from broader relationship patterns. Its practical benefit is that it encourages readers to work on self-definition, anxiety tolerance, and emotional honesty rather than focusing only on their partner's behavior. What makes it stand out among books on marriage and sex is its refusal to split erotic life from character development. Schnarch treats intimacy as something built through differentiation, not through fusion, appeasement, or technique alone. That makes the book more demanding than many popular relationship titles, but also more distinctive. It remains influential because it explains committed love as a developmental task, not just a feeling to preserve. If you would like to support David Schnarch, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.